Good morning and welcome to worship. We trust that this will be a worshipful experience. We can give honor and glory to God. And that's our first duty here. Maybe it's a sideline. We'll be blessed. Maybe it's more than a sideline, because anytime we put God first, honor Him, His Word says that we will be blessed. We have a number of announcements in the bulletin. I call your attention to them, especially on the announcement page. Some of them are in there twice, but that's okay. We planned it that way. And Thursday, nothing on Wednesday this week here. Nothing on Wednesday. Thursday, Maundy Thursday communion, a mandate. If you wonder where that Maundy Thursday came from, it's another word for mandate. Christ mandated that we remember Him through the supper that He initiated or instituted with the disciples on the night of His betrayal. And so we'll meet between 6 and 7, or you come when it's convenient for you, between 6 and 7, and we'll be here to lead in a short devotional and administer the sacraments. There may be other activities going on at the same time in the other parts of the building, and that's okay too. There's other activities scheduled for Thursday evening. And I don't know if that was me or somebody else, but excuse me. Next Friday night, the youth and children are in charge of a Good Friday service. And Debbie, do you have any word to say about that? You're working with the children. Participating too. Some of them are here, but some of them are in McKenzie this weekend and today for the spring, I think they call it convocation, youth fellowship. excuse me. And so that's why I'm here instead of Patrick this morning. Also, next Sunday morning, Steve, you have a word for breakfast. 6 o'clock is worship, 7:15 is breakfast. Patrick will be speaking, because I'm going to speak at 8 o'clock and 10:15, and ask him to speak for the sunrise service, and 6 o'clock, awful early, but it's 1 week out of 52, 1 out of 52, so get up and come and celebrate the resurrection like the women of old who went to the tomb early. Even they started while it was still dark, I believe. So, 6 o'clock, 7:15 breakfast, 8 o'clock worship, Sunday school at 9, and 10:15 worship. We will observe the sacrament of Holy Communion that day also. That is our normal day to observe the sacrament. So, we will do that. There are the other announcements from the congregation. Between the two doors. Thank you. Thank you. Yes, get signed up. That'll be the last weekend in the month, I believe. Right? Okay. Okay, other announcements. It's a prayer concern, announcement, etc. Melanie?
I'm going to see my daughter Katie and son-in-law Eric from North Carolina, and they gave me, for my birthday, they told me I'm going to be a grandma. So this is
been. Katie's really one of ours. She hadn't been with us in a long time, but
well, when you get drunk when she was, I think, 16, you go to Harpeth Lick, and then
right. Right.
But you'd have been proud of her. She played a couple
announcements, concerns. Pray for our young people to return safely and others who are traveling from this same event. Pray for those families in Kentucky or those people in Kentucky who were the families of them and the truck drivers, his family. Pam. If nothing else, we will pause a moment in quietness, invite Jesus. Each of us pray. The prayer is on our heart, but also say, Jesus, come quickly and visit with us this morning. It is Palm Sunday. It's also Passion Sunday. And I believe that the music will incorporate both into the musical presentation or the cantata. Stand together with me, if you will. Save us, we beseech you, O Lord.
O Lord, we beseech you.
Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord.
We bless you from the house of the Lord.
You are my God, and I will give thanks to you. You are my God. I will extol you.
The Lord is God, who has given me life.
Thanks to the Lord, who is good, for God's steadfast love endures forever. Let's sing about the Palm Sunday Experience 174. Him will lead us.
Him will not lead us.
I don't believe it.
I'll lead it.
For the opportunity to give praise and glory to him this day. see it as a different crowd on Friday, but the cheers had turned to jeers. And Lord, we come today remembering the suffering, the sacrifice that He made for us. Lord, thank You that He was willing and You were willing for Him to suffer in our place to pay for the sin that we have done. Lord, as we are assembled in Your house this day, we pray that we could not be so quickly turned, and we will always give praise and adoration to You. Lord, we know this day that even though Jesus was persecuted, that He gave His life for us, that You raised Him up to a resurrected life. Because He lives, we have hope of eternal life also. So Lord, speak to us, use us, but let us bring glory to You this day. We offer our prayer in the name of Jesus, who taught us to pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Thine is the kingdom, and the glory forever. Amen. You may be seated. What do we believe? Let's state what Christians believe. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into Hades. The third day He rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence He shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. So loved the world that He gave His only Son. Will the ushers please come forward?
morning. We ask for your touch. Let your story be heard. Let you be honored. And we lift up these financial offerings as well this morning and just ask for your touch upon them and let them go out into the world and accomplish your work for your honor and glory. For we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Message is in music and reading, scripture reading, and Savannah, do you have a word to say? It's yours.
There are so many important and inspired by the holy words in the cantata itself, so I let cantata speak on its own and I just invite the choir members to come here.
Gospel of John reminds us that the Word, Jesus, existed from the very beginning with God. Through Jesus, all things came to be. In Him was life, and that life was light for all people.
But the Gospel also tells us that the world did not recognize Him. Coexistent with and sent from an eternal loving God, many still could not accept that Jesus was the one the prophet that had foretold, the promised one of God.
But to those who did recognize, believe, and receive Him, to them He gave the right to become children of the living God.
To those with seeking hearts, humble spirits, and eyes of faith, it became readily apparent that this Jesus was indeed the fulfillment of age-old prophecies. He was the long-awaited Messiah, the King of all kings.
But to others, Jesus was perceived to be an impostor, a fraud. He was no conquering king coming to establish his reign with strength and power. His message was one of peace and forgiveness, not battle victories and defeated enemies.
Even his closest friends and devoted followers seemed confused at times about who this Jesus truly was.
He asked this question, will you be?
Others sought forgiveness. Some knew not what they were seeking, but were attracted to his teaching. But to each, Jesus extended the same invitation. Turn from your sin and follow me.
Jesus returned to Jerusalem for the last time, just days before the Jewish Passover feast. He was greeted by a great crowd of his followers. They joyously ushered him into the city with shouts of,
Hosanna! Blessed is the King of Israel, who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the King of glory.
Thank you. Thank you.
and taken to stand trial. Armed with battle gear and false accusations, his captors handed Jesus over to the authorities with the intent to put an end to this self-proclaimed prophet and his absurd claims.
Isaiah had painted this scene many years before. He was despised and rejected. He was oppressed and afflicted. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter.
Rejected and alone, Jesus stood quietly as his accusers made a mockery of his life and his ministry.
Jewish leaders and Roman officials pulled Jesus back and forth in rude attempts to pass off the responsibility of his ultimate sentence.
In one final effort, Pilate, the Roman governor, tried to release Jesus, indicating that he found no basis for the charges against him. But crowds, which only days before had celebrated Jesus' arrival into Jerusalem, now had been replaced by shouts of anger, hatred, and calls for his crucifixion.
Crucify, crucify this man, crucify, crucify this Jesus, crucify, crucify this man, crucify, crucify this Jesus. In the end, the wishes of an angry mob prevailed. Jesus was handed over to the Roman soldiers to be executed.
Forced to carry his own cross, Jesus walked before persons of both sides of faith, those claiming him to be their Lord, Messiah, and King, and those convinced he was a blasphemous fraud.
Jesus was led to the place of the skull, where he was nailed to the cross to die a common criminal's death. In one final act of mockery, Pilate had instructed that a sign be mounted on the cross: Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. Thank you.
Rejoice, the Lord is King, your Lord and King adored.
20.
Yeah, because you were a little bit. I didn't mean to stand between you and the song. It's just for one song. And the rest should be here. The rest of the song should be here together and just stand back for kids and then come back again. Well, we just didn't practice that.